Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Once again, our show is brought to you by the good people of PNC Bank. Make today the day. Visit IrelandContracting.com. Title sponsor of the nightly sports call on Pittsburgh CW, 1035 every night of the week. And we're ridden, driven by number one Cochran. Go one better, number one Cochran. Well, we've taken a lot of calls about Pine Richland. We continue. We have Amy on the line from Pine Richland. Hey, Amy, how are you?
Hi, Bob. How are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Hi. Okay, so I'm calling. I just wanted to, they reached out to me. I am running for school board this coming election cycle. I am like a lot of parents in our district that have been just outraged of what's going on. I mean, the firing or the, you know, the failure to, decision to not rehire Coach K is just, you know, the latest thing. This has been going on for months in our school district, just one bad decision after another.
So you're not on the school board, to be clear, Amy. You are running for school board.
I am. That is correct. Yes. I am not currently on the school board. I am running, for election.
Okay, so what is the proper protocol for the school board in these situations? A lot of people have said they don't owe an explanation. Is that the way it is? And if you do want to get an explanation, does it have to go through a grieving process?
I will be honest, I don't 100% know that. I do, you know, they have just put out a statement that they're not commenting on personnel matters. We, as parents in this district, feel like we need a lot more information. The kids in our district have been, you know, called down repeatedly to administration. It's to the point where parents are emailing the school saying, you may not speak to my child unless I'm present. There's just developed a lack of distrust and disrespect.
When is the next school board meeting? Or when is the, you say, cycle? When is that?
The elections, the primary for school board is on May 18th, and then the election is in November. So, I'm running with a group of four people, and we are working together, campaigning together, you know, similarly thinking, and but we will not be, we could not, if we win, we could not get placed on the board until December. We had a school board member resign yesterday. That vacancy will be filled. So one of the people that is running, that is in the district, Lisa Hillman, her name is, she is applying to fill that vacancy, but then she's still going to proceed with the election.
All right, just for a clarity on the situation at hand. Is this a vote of the board? Does it have to be unanimous? Like in Eric's case and the entire coaching staff, is that one man deciding it? Is it a superintendent? Does he have that power? Or does it have to be majority? How does that work?
I do not believe that the school board votes on that. I don't think they vote on the firing or hiring of that. I think this was an administrative decision, and the school board that we currently have just seems to rubber stamp what goes on with our administration. There's no checks in place for them to say, like, you know, this is not what the community wants, this isn't that. You know, that's to me, like I said, they're not very transparent at all, so we don't know how this whole process went.
Okay. Amy, I appreciate that. Thank you for calling, and keep us posted here. I'd love to hear how things transpire, especially whenever the next school board meeting is. Thank you, Amy.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. Bye.
All right. 412-928-9370. We have Joe who joins us now. Joe, what's going on? How are you today?
Hey, Bob. How you doing?
Well, thanks.
Hey, I'm also running for school board at Pine Richland with Amy.
Good. We've got a lot of people calling. I appreciate that because we've only heard one side of this, and it's hard to get any sort of information. So go ahead, Joe. Tell us how this whole situation works and what you're hearing.
So, you know, I can corroborate with Amy saying it's, you know, the administration is the one who told Eric contract would not be renewed. There is no vote on the school board as far as to allow it to happen. However, if at that point, they could definitely sit there and say that this is wrong, that this should not be happening, but they don't do that. She is right. They just rubber stamp everything that the administration does.
So if someone on the board didn't like it, you're telling me the board has no power to overturn it?
They can, but they stay silent. And it's funny how this all worked, Bob, because there is one school board member who probably would have been against it, but it was nice that they did this while he was out of the country.
Okay. That's an interesting development that I hadn't heard.
Yeah, isn't that a little weird that this whole thing happened while one school board member who would have been against this just so happened to be out of the country?
All right, so tell me, I asked Amy, she wasn't aware of this. Is there a school board meeting? How often does a school board meet? And, you know, agendas like this, to me, have to come out. And I don't know, is there a way a board can call an emergency session of its board in order to address something like this?
Yeah, they can definitely call an emergency session. They had an emergency session yesterday to accept the one school board member's resignation.
So but, if they wanted to, they could actually have one for Kasparovich and his staff.
Correct. So
why aren't they doing that?
That's a great question. That's the question that we have. But, you know, they won't answer any questions.
All right. Just spell this out, Joe, for me. If you want to become a board member in a school district, do you have to meet any sort of requirements? How does that go about? Or can any parent or any person just say, I want to run and I'll run?
Any parent who lives in a school district? I won't even say parent. Anybody who lives in a school district can run.
Okay. And so it's an individual vote? Everybody who's on the ballot? Or is it, I mean, do you put it together? Like you said, you run it, you know Amy and you're going to be on that same, is it a, how does that work? People vote individually for specific people.
Correct. So within Pine Richland, we're broken up into three different districts. So the current election, we have one person running in District 1, we have two people running in District 2, and then we have one person running in District 3. Every district has three board members that represents them.
Okay. And so your primary is coming up in May. The election is not until November.
May 18th is the primary. The way the school board is, you can cross file, so you can be on a Democratic ticket and a Republican ticket. If you win both tickets in the primary, then you run unopposed in the fall.
All right, let me ask you one final question, Joe, just for since you and Amy both bring a unique perspective to this conversation. So Eric Kasparovich has decided to reapply for the same position he was fired.
Yes.
When does that happen, and does the school board vote on that, or how does it go? And I would imagine that this has to be done relatively soon, since football season and all the stuff that comes with it is become a year-long event.
Yes, I mean, they already started their spring training. So, yes, most definitely. It needs to happen very soon. I'm glad Eric did reapply for his position. Since he was just named National Coach of the Year, I don't know if there's anybody out there that is a better candidate than him. So it will be interesting to see what the school board does because, like I just said, who's a better candidate than him?
One final question for you, Joe, and that would be there was a lot of speculation about hazing. I haven't seen anything concrete on it other than people talking about it, using it as a loose way of saying that this is why this thing happened. In the school district, you're there, you hear, I'm not. Has there been talk of this at all?
This has been the first mention of hazing. The crazy thing is, Bob, there are parents of kids who play football on the coaching staff. Do you think they would let that happen? They wouldn't. I mean, why, you know, no parent will allow that to happen to their kid or allow their kid to be the one doing it. So to bring it up as that just shows the ridiculousness of the accusation.
Well, it's going to be something that I'm sure we're going to keep following. And, Joe, I appreciate it and wish you well in your future endeavors. And I'm glad you guys called from that point of view because you know more, obviously, than most of us. And certainly the callers who call from an outside position. So thank you, Joe. Really do appreciate
it. Thanks, Bob. I appreciate it.
All right. So we've heard from two Pine Richland parents who are going to be running for school board. I'm still waiting to hear from someone on the school board. And, again, I'm making it available to you. All you have to do is call here at 412-928-9370. And I would wonder if a grieving process would occur, when that would happen. Like I said, Eric Kasparovich has reapplied for his position. Football season with spring drills, all this is underway. At some point, you're going to need to hire a coach. He applied. I want to hear what happens with the board. I want to hear what happens with the superintendent. Everyone involved. Who has the decision-making when it comes to either accepting his application and rehiring him or not? Most likely it won't happen, but I'd like to know the process that goes on.